And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
This is Scream Queens.
Radio.
This is Scream Queens Radio. This is Hating Ass Bitch.
And I'm DJ Dumb Bitch.
And we got some tips for you.
The song's called Rachel Rachel.
Motherfucker.
How's it going, everyone? We just heard I Need a Mirror by Wizard Apprentice. Always makes us cry. My sister, the bedroom witch. That song is called Evil, because she feels evil sometimes. And before that was the mother of industrial music, Maria Zerfall, with some German-sounding song name.
Erzbund or something.
Erzbundu. And then it was Ekater, Digital Hardcore from Berlin, with One Appeal. Then the Scissor Girls, which was a Chicago band. The Persian front lady, like me. Everyone loves a good master. And then Ursula from Boston, Tour Buddies, We Miss You. The song was called Cave Girl. And then before that was Tits, one of Kim West's bands, which is great. And that song was called Rachel, Rachel. We're gonna change over to DJ Hating Ass Bitch, but we would like to introduce ourselves first.
And we're Scream Queens. We're taking over Maximum Rock and Roll.
Okay, it's getting red.
We have some guests here too. We got Freak Bitch, we got Crazy Bitch, we got Soft Bitch, Otter Bitch, Punk Ass Bitch, Boss Bitch, all the bitches.
Background Bitch?
Background bitches too.
Yeah.
So
we, our radio show, we're these fun queer people.
With lots of feelings.
With a lot of feelings. We do a radio show on Berkeley Liberation Radio on Wednesday nights from 10 till whenever we feel like ending the show. This is the type of music we play, and later in the show we're going to talk more via interview about who we are and shit.
Yeah, if you want to find us, you can find us at screamqueensradio.tumblr.com, or you can email us screamxqueens@gmail.com.
Thank you to DJ Punk Ass Bitch for letting us take over your slot on MRR Radio.
Yeah. And call us 510-495-1666.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, cool. This is In School. The song's called Fear. And we're going to hear the cums after that and some stag bin. Okay? Enjoy.
We know what. operation.
What's that, baby?
A vasectomy.
Somebody to death with a goddamn have a nice day paperweight after 2 days in that Stepford Wife freak show bank.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was Hating Ass Bitches playlist.
What?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, right?
Am I too much?
It's feeding back.
Okay, so we just heard Transgender VHS. Awesome, we played with them in, what is it, Baltimore? More Mother Goddess, Stillsuit, Pierce, Karaka, Stagbitten, The Cunns, and In School. Yeah, I think this thing is on a little too loud. Yeah. So, what do you have to say?
What's going to happen now, DJ Freak Bitch?
Hello, this is DJ Freak Bitch. I'm a Scream Queens regular. And I'm just going to ask you some interview questions. How long has the Scream Queens radio show been going on?
We had our 3-year anniversary in April, so it's been a year and a half.
So it's...
Oh, no, 3 years and
yeah,
a half.
Yeah, 3 years and
three,
a half.
3.5 years.
3.5 years.
Yeah, we can say mommy and daddy.
Oh,
now.
Wow. Scream Queens is an Aries.
Getting close to pubes.
Oh, that's yeah. True. Scream Queens is an Aries.
That's
the full of all cards.
So, okay. My first question is how it's changed over the years. Like, I feel like the show's had, like, a bunch of different lifetimes and different kind of eras. So what were some of your favorite moments and, like, times of the show?
It's kind of funny because at first I think that, you know, it was really unorganized and weren't feeling a lot of things out, and there was like a lot of people coming through that were saying a lot of like really kind of like weird stuff on air.
Off the wall.
Yeah, like really intense. But then it was like right after that time where things started getting really good.
I feel like I remember the radio show just us being like, let's find our place, and then it just was like our little emotional little tier pool that we had for a while where we were just like, we thought that no one was listening to us at first, so we just went off on shit all the time. Like, I remember one of our first conversations was about like femicide, and we were arguing about like, I don't know.
Whether femininity has like encountered like violence to the extent in which you could define it as a genocide, but a femicide.
Yeah.
And so, but we were like up until like 3-4 in
crying.
The morning crying,
yeah.
Like on air,
regularly,
like
yeah.
Arguing and you know, all this stuff.
And then, but then at some point we, I guess, realized people were listening because we had this blog. And then we were getting followers and I don't know, yeah, there was times where it was like just a party zone and then we were like, how do we just like hone this back in and get people interested in the music and the politics behind it? And so we started structuring it more around like people coming to read, and we do interviews with bands that we think need attention in the Bay Area / wherever. And just keeping it always about like queer people, femme people, people of color, however ways we can carve those spaces out for them.
Yeah, and it's gotten really good, I think, too, also because of the contribution of other people. Like, oh, it's nice when we can have backup DJs, and it's nice when, yeah, people are coming in and, like, sharing their stuff and whatnot. So it's been really good. I'd say for the past, like, year or, like, year and a half, it's been feeling really good.
Yeah, it's, like, gotten that structure more in the last, like, year or so, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we just talked more about like the actual radio aspect of it, but you have a lot of presence and like work in the online stuff and the print stuff, so can you talk a little bit more about those things too?
Well, the online presence started right at the beginning. I started the Tumblr pretty much as soon as our show started, and yeah, it wasn't until like just yeah maybe a year and a half ago or like 2 years where like we started picking up followers, and like now people are adding every day, and that's really cool. But that's just on the blog, you know, and we don't really know like who actually listens and stuff, but we post our playlists and we post flyers of like local bands here that we play on our show, and like other things, political things, personal things. And then we started the distro with the help of our beautiful bandmate, Freak Bitch, who's helped us do printing and organizing around that distro.
Yeah. And with the flyers and stuff, part of what that is like we try to keep it specific because there's a million shows happening in the Bay all the time. But I think for whatever following we have at Scream Queens, it's for people who are like maybe looking to see things that aren't all the white man's trying to do all that white man shit. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to pick out those shows and make sure that's what the content of the blog as far as like promoting things or whatever.
But we don't even play like Brahmins. We play like queer, like female fronted, or not all queer. It could be like queer people, queer men's, like it could be gay white men.
Yeah. Any sort of presence.
Just not cis straight dudes. Yeah. Who already get most of the attention or whatever.
What else about the blog? I don't know. We did we tried to do fests. We did one fest 1 year.
Oh yeah.
That was really fun. We had 20 bands play over 2 days.
That was great. It was a fundraiser for Berkeley Liberation Radio that Scream Queens Radio streams through.
Yeah, we're all always struggling with the monies to pay the rent.
Very much
there.
So.
Yeah, we regularly play at a small station, pirate station, in the East Bay area, and it definitely struggles. Everything from equipment. If you listen to our show outside of today, you'll find that we're always talking about all the technical difficulties we're having. But it definitely needs support. If you find us and you like want to donate towards the station, they're always taking donations. I actually don't know where you can do that, but maybe we'll put it on our Tumblr or something. Yeah.
Once again, screamqueensradio.tumblr.com.
Yeah, feel free to call us Wednesday nights, 510-495-1666. So, yeah.
Fine. Okay, cool.
Anything else?
No, that's it. I don't know.
You can ask.
You have 15 minutes.
I have 15 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were telling me to stop. So we talked about that fest that you did before. Are you planning anything else in the future? Or like...
Future fest.
What's going on? Is there a future?
We hope so at this point, I guess.
There will be a fest in the future. And hopefully whatever monies we can make from that, we can give to all the different things that need money all the time.
Yeah.
There was actually a great benefit that happened on Saturday night. That was for Niara, who's someone we talk about a lot on the radio show, who's a black trans woman prisoner. And is it in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania, yeah.
Yeah.
She is originally from Philly. Hey, this is crazy bitch. But she is currently, just was recently transferred to Frackville, Pennsylvania. And after making a fuss that she wanted to be transferred to a women's prison, they just transferred her to another men's prison. And she faces like frequent harassment and intimidation by both prisoners and the administration of the prison. And now there is actual like organized mobilization to get her immediate and long-term needs met, so we did a benefit for her on Saturday and raised lots of money. And we frequently center her struggle at Scream Queens and update people through that, and it's been really good. DJ Dumbitch DJ'd.
I did.
At the event, yeah. People danced, yeah, there was stuff happening, it was fun.
That kind of brings me to like another thing I wanted to talk about is a part of the radio show that is newer that I actually really appreciate is that aspect of like doing prisoner support through the radio. Like, I wonder if you guys could talk a little more about that. Like, I know, Sep, you've been writing to another prisoner.
Yeah.
Too, and you've been reading her letters on air.
Yeah, her name is Jennifer Gann, and she identifies as a prisoner of war, political prisoner. I found out about her from the No More Locked Doors prisoner zine, What is Prisoner Support? And she's so badass, and all her letters so far have been super inspiring, and she constantly keeps the struggle going. Where she's at in Delano, California, I forget the name of the facility, but
yeah.
I'm trying to contact more trans women prisoners through the Black and Pink website. It's just sometimes I think they have a little bit of delays in trying to, but that's another thing I'd like to say on this radio show is Black and Pink allows you to connect with a lot of queer prisoners, and however way you can support them, you should.
Yeah, and I think that on the blog there's the addresses of some prisoners that you could write to. Yeah. What else can we talk about?
Well, something that has come up that's different for Scream Queens in the terms of, like, our development or whatever is the fact that we've just started to record our shows.
Yeah.
So for the past 3 years, they were just stream live, and if you catch them, you do whatever. Sometimes we've met people from across the country that stay up late enough to listen. But now we have it on our Tumblr. Our recordings are up there. We're going to continue to post the couple of hours or whatever that we play music. And we play punk, post-punk, queercore, electroclash, dark wave, experimental, no wave.
Like noise, industrial.
Noise, industrial.
Anything
stuff.
Sort of freaky.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we usually have about like an hour and a half of that. And then we talk about things, you know, social, political things that are happening. Outside, whether it be like just here in the U.S. or in Oakland, or I don't know, just kind of things in our personal lives and stuff that we think that we can call attention to, or I mean, anything from like, yeah, super serious things like that too, just like our feelings of, I don't know, breakups, kind of like navigating social spaces around anything from like perpetrators of violence to like your new crush. So it's a fun radio show. It gets really serious. It gets really kind of like heavy and stuff. And then it gets really fucking weird at the end when we're like karaokeing drunk and off tune. Yeah.
Something that's been kind of cool, also slightly stressful, is that people have been asking us for our advice.
Yeah, like, it's become part advice column.
Yeah, like therapy style, like how do I deal with myself?
What are some questions you've gotten?
This is a range. They're kind of pretty heavy. It has a lot to do about desire, it feels like, and like from coming from queer bodies and queer minds and queer hearts, you know?
Yeah, definitely a lot of sort of like relationship, like whether it be like to somebody else or to yourself, like kind of advice. And I don't know, it's definitely, it can feel pretty complicated at times because we're like, oh, but we're just like regular people. We don't really know a ton about these things, but we're willing to help out somebody who's like seeking it. And that feels like nice that we can have those conversations with our friends in the studio, and other people who are reaching out can also kind of like have some friends to talk with. So that's cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Do you want to read something?
We have time if you wanted to ask us more questions.
Well, my other questions are kind of just about like, what are you guys just trying to get across with the radio show, and like, how do you feel about the Scream Queens show's like role in creating culture in the Bay and like on the internet? And I think that kind of has to do with the thing I see holding in your hand.
Yeah. I feel like if we can give space, or at least to the people listening, to like be able to like reflect on their feelings with us, and like if it's useful to them to hear us talk about the things that go on in our lives, or like sort of like larger political things that like are hard to like allow yourself to express or feel, like I think that's really important. Any sort of thing that kind of feels like, as long as platforms are made over dark waters, you know. And I don't know, on its own, like with us who are in the radio station talking about these things, if it really feels like we actually, like, a lot of us have been jaded by different sorts of scenes where we're either like organizing politically or like trying to hang out at a punk show or something. And the people who come to Scream Queens and the conversations that we get to have at Scream Queens, like all the like weird pollution of that, like, distorts like our ways to communicate are kind of removed,
yeah,
and allows us like access, like direct access to each other and what and our needs and stuff like that.
Kind of cutting through the bullshit, but like being sweet with each other still.
Yeah, I feel like ultimately Scream Queens is a space for us to kind of like hash out stuff together and to listen to music. I think it's pretty like basic in that sense, where we're like, oh, we have a sort of like this like ritualistic place and time to be and share music and share feelings and like talk about things. And I think that once it gets outside of that room, then it's like we're sharing it with the people, and
they can choose to tune in or not, you know? And it's really nice when they do. Like, I like it when, like, somebody calls or somebody lets us know that they're listening and that they appreciate it, because something that's just kind of, like, fun for us has become something a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And I think that, I don't know, we didn't really think about reaching out to the people as much until we did.
Until it just kind of happened.
Until it started happening, yeah.
Yeah. And honestly, like, a lot of, like, things that need to change in the world need collective, like, effort, you know? Like, it's just, like, more people, like, can write to prisoners. They appreciate that. They want that, you know? Like, more people need to know about the fucked up shit that happens. More people, like, can use somebody's vulnerable stories, like, being shared. And, you know, maybe that can, like, make them feel more comfortable to, like, share their story and stuff.
Yeah, an example of that was, like, people asking us about how to leave toxic relationships, you know? Yeah. And it's just, like, we don't have, like, there's not ever a specific thing you could ever tell them, but all you can really do is tell your story. And if you can tell it as honestly as you possibly can, like, someone will take something away from that, you know?
And that's kind of how the distro works, or any kind of, like, zine and book and, like, publication, like, selling or sharing or whatever. It's just us, like, I don't know, putting something out there that can be picked up, and it's just like a circulation of stories, you know? And I feel like music is also a way that people share stories, so it's all kind of, like, related on that level.
Yeah, and yeah. I remember when we were answering that anonymous question you got on your Tumblr about how to leave, like, or it wasn't, like, how to leave a toxic relationship, or, like, what was it? It was, like,
It was the dynamics, the power.
How to deal with, like, difficult power dynamics in a relationship.
Yeah.
And it was cool because there was, like, a room of, like, 10 people that we all, like, really love and trust that all had, like, completely different things that were related to share to answer that question. Kind of like a dream situation if you have, like, a hard thing to talk about.
Yeah. And it's, you know, and that's the thing is, like I said, there's not a ton of expectation on our side. We just want a place to, like, have a good time.
Exactly.
And to, like, yeah, because when you compare it to, like, a bar or, like, yeah, or, like, a maybe hyper-political or hyper-punk venue where, like, you know, like, brown queers, freaks, bitches, you know, can't necessarily, like, you know, like, feel comfortable or, like, tell their story or whatever. Like, it just feels good to, like, have that. And so, I don't know. Yeah, it feels nice.
Cool, thanks. So we have a couple things here from our distro. A lot of our distro is just, like, interviews that have been transcribed from the show, and there's a couple other things. Do you want to talk about that?
Sure, yeah. The last one was our Ragana interview that I'm really excited about. If you ever see us at a table, please buy one from us. Okay, so
Also poetry by friends.
I wrote a flyer that I was trying to hand out as much as I could. This kind of came out of, at the start of 2015, people started documenting all the murders and suicides of trans women. And it's almost 2016, I don't even know what the count is, but I remember just feeling like super, like, spiraling out about it. And I was like, there's something I can do, maybe. And I made this flyer about, and it's called, To Trans Women Who Have to Deal with Cis Men. And it starts, this is not dogma. This is written from a place of compassion. This is a list of encouraging words and advice about safety and stability. Number one, though it seems like our dating pool is small, there are possibilities for intimacy outside of shitty situations. You don't have to stay in an abusive relationship because it feels like you won't find anything else out of it. Don't settle for creeps either. You're multidimensional and need to be recognized for it. Don't question your desirability. The world skews our perceptions of ourselves against us. We can overcome this while manifesting our own needs and desires. Number two, arm yourself, learn how to fight. Though society tries to police our gender in ways that only reserve violence and aggression for men, knowing how to protect yourself does not invalidate your femininity. It helps to save your life. On the flip side, sometimes your better judgment will have you completely avoid a fight. Follow your intuition and examine risks. There's not always a right way to handle a conflict. As long as you can walk away safe, that's all that matters. Three, build trust networks with your friends. If you're going on a date with some guy you've never met in person or don't know very well and are sketched out about it, don't be ashamed to reach out to people to have your back if there's a possibility that things could go wrong, i.e. turn violent. Let them know where you'll be. Give them a time to call you. Have them lurk around the corner or something. The cops are not going to help you. They will revel in your peril. 5, you're not a trick or a trap or anything else in what your name describes, though it's important to have defense mechanisms against these stereotypes and dehumanizing characterizations of us. Leave holes open to process this shit with people who will love you and understand you. You're not a victim, for one, because society doesn't take your concerns about safety seriously, but also because you're above that shit. You're a fucking warrior. Doing what you do to survive is a powerful act of resistance, and there are those who honor that. The struggle is to see it for yourself and give yourself the chance to feel your worth. And we'll talk about it more, but we have to do our outro song. So thank you.
What's our outro song?
Is it a multiple retard, I guess?
Yeah. Will you announce it?
Yeah. This is Mi Concha by Multiple Retard Kids. Thank you.
Donate to Maximum Rock and Roll.